Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, and welcome to episode number 170 of She's Building Her Empire. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel, and welcome to today's show. So you've been hearing me talk about social media marketing world, and I want to dive into four things that I learned at social media marketing world that have nothing to do with social media, all right? So these were some lessons learned. I'm a big observer. I'm a big, like, I love to just go and take in everything. So there's so many things that I learned, and I want to kind of share some of those with you. I also want to let you know, too, kind of a new structure that we're going to be happening. You might even be already going, wait, isn't this the day that she always does an interview? So I am going to be restructuring my podcast a little bit. This is actually my last podcast that I will be recording. How should I say this? My last podcast I'll be recording not in front of a live audience. How about that? So basically, and you know what's funny is when you're by yourself in a room talking alone, you start to go, wait, what am I saying? What's happening? Whereas I think I'm just more engaged when I'm on Facebook Live. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be starting Facebook Live broadcast, and I'll be taking that audio and putting it on my podcast. Now, don't worry, I will be cutting out. I never edit ever, but I will be editing when I'm like, hey, this person, hey, hello, hello. You're not going to hear all of that. I don't want to waste your time on the podcast. But here's where I want you to know the differences or why I'm even heading that direction. It's all about repurposing for me, and I can't be everywhere, right? And how do I get the most bang for my buck? And it really is making sure that I can start somewhere live, let people see me live, and then go from there. So I'm really excited to be able to start kind of changing things up a little bit. The newsletters, if you're on my email list, you're going to start to see them every Wednesday. And it's actually going to say, hey, here today, I've got this going on. I've checked me out Wednesdays at this time. So I'm always going to send out the email before I go live, and you're going to see pretty consistently, I'm going to be showing up live on Wednesdays around noon, okay? But you'll always get the email first, so you'll know. Now, let's kind of get back to where we were and talk about the things that I learned at social media. So at Social Media Marketing World, the first and biggest thing I noticed was success needs to be balanced. I'm really up-leveling who I'm spending my time with. And I can tell you the truly successful people are very well balanced, right? They're not just successful at business, but they're successful at home, right? They have this amazing family that they get to go home to. And sometimes you're talking to people and you want to know more personally about them, but they don't really have much to share because their work is everything. And I don't want that to be you. I want you to truly have something that you can go home from a live event and you've got this amazing family or friends to be going home to and an amazing life back home. So that was a big thing. And you could see people leading with their numbers and talking about business. And as soon as you would try to go down that personal track, things kind of shifted. And to me, that's not true success, right? You've got to be well balanced. I always picture like a flat tire. You can't just be amazing at the top of it, you know, and the bottom's flat. You've got to have that whole thing round. So really think about where you need to work on. You know, maybe it's relationships, maybe it's your fitness, maybe it's your finances. Have that success be super well balanced. Then number two, masterminds are everything, okay? Now, with that said, I have such a great mastermind group that I'm involved in. It's a year-round mastermind. There are, I think, 16 businesses represented in this group. Some have a lot of spouses in there, and which is also a big takeaway for me. I'm noticing that a lot of these people are so successful that their spouses come to work in their business with them. So very eye-opening to me to see all of the spouses in there. So back to, you know, why they're everything. We have this bond that is just, you know, it can't be broken. And it's such a tight bond. And we go to these events and we immediately see each other and want to hang out. So I was really grateful to see, you know, this mastermind that I've invested in this past December already just be paying off so much when we go to these events and building these deeper relationships. And one of the things that Shalene Johnson said when she spoke there was she said, I have this new rule, no new friends. I just want to deepen the relationships with the people I currently am with. I don't have time for new friends right now, right? Because I mean, yes, you want to have, you want to continue to network and talk with people, but you can only go to so many people and build real relationships. And she's saying, I want to dive deeper. And that's really what I did at this event. I didn't make a lot of new friends, but I've really deepened the connections with the people that I already had known. Another thing that I have to share, it's so funny. So one of my friends in here, we were in Dan Miller's, he had a mastermind. Of course, all of my mastermind friends were in the mastermind seminar, right? Because we're all just so intrigued and want to know more. So we're in Dan Miller's topic, and we had to pair up. And I was in a group with three other men, and one of the men in the group happened to be somebody in my mastermind. And the question was, and this was a good question, who would you go to tomorrow if you had to get $10,000 and it could not be a family member, okay? So that was really interesting for me. I was going, I don't know. I actually would ask family members. I would feel that, I would feel that's where I should head, right? That's who I should ask to. And that says a lot about my family that I can go to them for that. But at the same time, you know, I think you really should have other friends that you should be able to ask. So when it came to me, I said, I honestly don't know. I know a lot of wealthy people that have $10,000 that they would be able to give it to me, but I really don't know who I would ask. I would be kind of embarrassed, or I would feel, I don't want them to feel obligated or put them in a tough position. And my friend who's in the mastermind said, Stacy, who would you ask to give you $10,000? And I'm like, Eric, I don't know. He's like, I'm going to ask you again. Who would you ask to give you $10,000? And I'm like, Eric, I really am not lying. I really don't know. And he's like, I am offended that you would not think to ask me for $10,000. Now, let me remind you, I've only known Eric for about 90, maybe 100 days. So I'm going, Eric, I would not feel comfortable asking you for money. I've not known you like that long. And it just shows you the power of a mastermind and how you truly have somebody's back. And you know, it's funny because I'm thinking the same thing, going, I don't feel comfortable. But yet if him and his wife, who co-own their business together, came to me and I had the money, I would say absolutely, right? I wouldn't even question it. I would absolutely give them whatever they needed. Okay. So great question. And I want you to think about that today. All right. Now, number three, some of the best conversations and lessons learned happened in the hallways. I skipped so many sessions, which I feel so, like I'm such a bad student even saying that out loud. And it's funny because I mentioned this the other day on my Facebook Live when I was talking to Nicole Holland. I met Nicole Holland at Podcast Movement. And she was like, oh, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to this session, that session, this session, that session. And she was like, oh, yeah, I don't really go to sessions. I just kind of hang out in the hallways and network with people. And I thought that was crazy. I don't go to a lot of conferences where there's more than one room. So I've never really had like the hallway experience. But at a conference this big, I think Podcast Movement had 1,500. This conference, I think, had 4,000 or something pretty large like that. So there were several rooms, people everywhere. And I really did kind of skip out on a lot of sessions. And it's funny because I learned so much. I actually got to watch one of my friends do a live webinar and get to see the behind the scenes. We talked about their follow-up sequence and all of that. You know, I'm Jill and Josh Stanton are in my mastermind. I was able to connect with them and talk about what's working in their Facebook group and what they love and what they don't love and what they want to fix. And again, it's just, you know, building these relationships and then learning from these people that you're surrounding yourself with. So it was a really, truly great weekend. Lots of after parties. Oh my goodness, you don't even have to attend some of these events. You could pretty much go to the after party every single day. Really, really cool opportunities though. And then number four, this was a big one too. A lot of the speakers that are on stage, I couldn't believe how many I talked to that maybe I knew or my friends knew that were going, I'm so nervous, I haven't done this in a while, or I haven't done this at this scale, or this is a huge event and I have never done something this big before, I can't believe it. A couple people said, you know, I wasn't even doing this 2 years ago or 3 years ago. This is still a fairly new business for me. And then I was on a bus heading to this aircraft. I don't even know what it was. It was this one of the after parties was on a aircraft. I don't even know what else you would call it. I'm sorry. So we're heading on this bus, and this young kid, I mean, he was in college, so many young kids there that just inspired me because that was me. I mean, I started at 18, so it's fun to see what their world looks like now with social media being involved. But he said to me, I can't believe the speaker speaking on Instagram. And there were many speakers on Instagram, so I'm definitely not calling anybody out. But he said, I have more followers than her on Instagram. How was I not selected over her? And I said to him, well, did you pitch to speak? Because all it takes is somebody asking to speak and have a great topic and credibility. And yeah, you will get picked to speak on topics like this. And he said, well, no, I didn't ask. Okay, well, that's the answer. You didn't get picked and she did because she went for it and she asked. And that's a big thing, because if you're out there and you have a great topic and you have expertise that you want to share and you're wondering why you're not getting any of these speaking gigs, a lot of people aren't getting asked to speak, they're pitching to speak. So know that, and know that you can be doing this even if you're just starting. I watched some phenomenal speakers who said, 2 years ago, I had a 9-to-5 job. I did not own this company. Like, this just blew up for me. So that could be you. It could be any one of us. And I want you to be really thinking about that. I also want you to know that even these big deals, Amy Porterfield told us, you know, I was so nervous before I got on stage. I still get butterflies, right? So I want you to know that these big names, they're still getting nervous and still getting butterflies. But it's, you know, somebody, I'm a performer, right? I came from the dance world. So as a performer, that nervousness, it really kind of puts you on your game, right? It really makes you level up. So I love that people hearing that, they're still getting those butterflies. They're still, you know, putting everything into it. Now, if you loved Social Media Marketing World, hearing this recap, make sure you listen to my other episode 166. It was 5 biggest takeaways from Social Media Marketing World. And this was actually 5 strategies. And I had so many people say, these were huge takeaways. I follow social media like crazy and I did not know these things were coming. So definitely check that out. And if you haven't caught my webinar, I've been doing a webinar series every week, 7 Pillars of a Highly Profitable Business. It is a live webinar. I will actually be there on video. We'll chat, go back and forth, especially my podcast listeners who don't get to interact with me in my Facebook group or here. You know, I really want you there and live. 7 Pillars of a Highly Profitable Business. It's a bit.ly link, so you can go to bit.ly/her webinar. So let me repeat that one more time. bit.ly/her webinar. It'll take you right there. We've been doing them weekly. I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be doing them. So definitely go check it out. I've got my live event coming up really soon. So I'm definitely going to have to be taking off sometime. So go over there and check it out, and I will catch you next time.
And before you go, I want to thank one of our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to check out their services. To download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/herempire. Again, that's audibletrial.com/herempire for your free trial today.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.